Chapter 10, Writing on the Wall. "Who is there? How do you know my name?" called out Pirate Lydia shakily. There was no reply. Maybe she had imagined the voice and familiarity in the way it called out her name. She remembered Samuel and the great scriptures and the story in which God himself called out his name. She stopped trembling and reminded by the Holy Spirit inside her who she was. She was chosen, set apart, and given gifts to see people redeemed. Her destiny was to set the captives free, repair broken walls and broken people, with the good news that Jesus came and died and conquered sin and death. There was absolutely no reason to be afraid of anyone who knew her name. Her identity was secure. Her defender, the King of the Universe, never left her. She stepped deeper into the cave to examine more of the artistry that was drawn in brilliant colors all over the cave walls. There was a great tree in one of the paintings surrounded by gold. A magnificent dragon stood atop of it with a horn. Music trails of notes and swirls of creation with various flying creatures flowed upward in a posture of worship. Many other creatures stood on the heights near the tree, full of life and abundance. The joy in the eyes of every single creature was aimed toward the heavens. It was magnificent to see such unity and harmony in worship to their creator. Pirate Lydia's heart felt warm, and she realized her cheeks were almost tingling from the broad smile on her face. She brushed her hand over the sacred scene, and a tear of joy trickled down her cheek. This must have been what it was like here, before the curse, before evil manipulated the heart of Ebenezer and so many others, she said aloud. She walked in further and gazed at a terrible scene with the beautiful dragon she could only assume was Ebenezer, or the leader of worship on Song Island, being captured by a dark shadow, but unable to raise the horn. Yes, she said aloud, this is all about Ebenezer. There was also another magnificent winged creature in the scene. He was near the tree. It was the only creature there besides Ebenezer himself, who was being held down by the shadowy figure. The other winged creature's image was not clear, as the drawing looked as if chips of rock had been removed and fragments of the creature's details were unrecognizable. That is so strange. What or who could have been there when Ebenezer was taken over by such evil? She pondered. Moving on to the next scene, a full moon, a crying dragon, in the absence of the golden horn. The trees in the drawing were wilted, and several animals lay beside Ebenezer in dragon form and would look like a sea of death and sorrow. The horn was gone, and with it the worship that connected them, sustained them, and gave them an abundant life from God. Even more hopeless was the final scene. A crescent-shaped moon set high in the sky. The shadowy figure had transformed the tearful dragon into a man and stood face to face with him. In his hands were golden coins and jewels that seemed to result in a wide grin on the now cursed human, Ebenezer. The artistry ended at a depiction of coins falling from Ebenezer's hands and changing into arrows that pierced the humans and dragon's hearts. Suddenly, there was a loud screech that echoed through the cave. Pirate Lydia covered her ears. She crouched down as wind whipped through the cave, and her hat flew out towards the moonlit entrance. "I guess that would be a good sign. We should be leaving now," loudly proclaimed Pirate Lydia, in hopes her little dough dragon would hear her and follow. She held her hair back and ran to the opening of the cave, looking left and right as she chased after her hat. She slid sideways and exited the cave underneath the beautiful waterfall. "Whoops! Oh, there you are, hat!" She stepped on the feather of her hat and crushed it. "Oh, well, at least you were not washed away." She shook it off and placed it back on her head. She crouched down to check on her little beast, panting happily behind her. "Come on, Licky, we better find a place to rest. I'm not a dragon, and this cave isn't giving me that cozy feeling at all." She arose and turned around to see a very tall winged beast standing in her path. He spoke.
"You are definitely not a dragon, dear Lydia." "Then again, neither am I," voiced the beast.